Warning, this podcast contains bad words and stories about drugs and sex and overthrowing the government. Proceed with caution. Okay. Thank you. And now on to our show. Wake up, brother, we got nothing to do. Let's go outside, just me and you, and build a fort. We'll pack a lunch, won't be home till after dark. Then after dinner we can sneak back out. You know that high school girl I've been telling you about? Well, she gets undressed about a quarter to nine, and we can watch her do it from the big old pine next door. She got a room on the second floor. Well, looks like another fucked up day in paradise.
You know, even if you can't see the stars at night because of the lights from nearby sprawl or the silhouettes of skyscrapers, the secrets of the universe are readily available if you've got YouTube. Getting Under a Dark Sky deep in the wilds is a reliable channel for hooking up with all that we are, but for many, that's not an easy option. So, check out some nebulae or nebulae or the northern lights on your smartphone. As I've got both YouTube and access to the wilds, I consider myself pretty blessed. Then again, there's a third option for discovering all that's worth knowing. The inside universe, as my Taoist doctor Master Ru says. We are all wilderness walking, that parable about the fish not knowing what water is. We are already everything. We can access all knowing, the cosmic archive of future and past events, by just feeling, paying attention to our breath, heartbeat, by attending to the process of being alive. That's what I'm finding out, at least. How does that feel for you, my friends? Are you with me coming along for the ride? Because I can imagine that some of you crave proof, evidence that what I offer on this podcast has any relevance to your life, your experience. Or are you just here to be entertained? Maybe a little of both? The kingdom of God is spread upon the earth and man does not see it. So saith Thomas in the Gnostic Gospels. Are we standing in the waters of eternal life and refusing to drink? Can you dream of being more? Would you let in all the excellence if you knew you could, if you knew how? That's the fun of this podcast, of me, frankly. I've decided to let in the excellence. Oh yeah, baby. I've come a long way since I started telling the story of Daughter of God in 2016, the movie that made me. I love that tagline. The proof, the evidence backing up my wacky rantings is in the progression of these episodes. If you've got a few hundred hours, you could see, hear for yourself who I was when I started podcasting and who I am now. What's been accomplished in the last couple of years? What I've realized? What wasn't before and what is now? But wait, that's not all. Who gives two fucks about the past? Even my illustrious past. What we're into is the now. Show us something sweet right now. Make some magic. Manifest crazy amazing shit, Dan Kelly. Pull out all the stops. The question is, can we recognize a miracle when we see one? When we are one? You are a bona fide miracle. You're listening, watching one too. Check me out. Wrapping up our first feature film is the theme of season 4, Choice. Since this movie is my making, perhaps our making, who will I be by the end of season four? Who will you be? I suspect the blooming is exponential. We could experience as much beauty in the next few months as we have in the last couple of years. I'm pretty much counting on that, expecting that. Anyone who wants to come along can. You're invited. Tell your favorite peeps, your loved ones. The glorious space arc has plenty of room. And there's always the possibility that I'm about to reprise the myth of Icarus, who flew too close to the sun. Maybe my wax will melt and I'll plummet to the earth, die young and leave a good-looking corpse like James Dean. Imagine having a front row seat for that. Not to be morbid, I'm just acknowledging the possibility that I might be off my nut. Everything I'm saying could be wrong. Either way, what's coming up should be fun, fascinating, epic. So stay tuned. Magic is. What happens to a guy who releases limits, who opens up to all he could be? I'm super curious. Also feels kinda necessary, timely, if you believe war correspondent Chris Hedges.
The greatest existential crisis of our time is to at once accept the tragic reality before us and find the courage to resist.
He's a contemporary Paul Revere, warning citizens of the United States of America that we're on the brink of totalitarian rule. Totalitarian. For sure, the whole consumer paradigm has to be brought to a screeching, crashing halt before we break the planet. A heroic age, this. Did you catch what I just did there? Jordan Peterson says he'd need at least 40 minutes to explain whether Christ ascended bodily into heaven.
People seem to think that I'm trying to evade the question. It's like, I'm not evading the question, I'm trying to figure it out. People have been arguing about this for 2,000 years.
Back in 1966, for just over 15 minutes, the Beatles were more popular than Jesus Christ.
Well, some teenagers have said, have repeated your statements that the Beatles, I like the Beatles more than Jesus Christ. What do you think about that?
Well, originally I was pointed out that fact in reference to England, that we meant more to kids than Jesus did, or religion at that time. I wasn't knocking it or putting it down, I was just saying it as a fact. And it is true, especially more for England than here. You know, I'm not saying that we're better or greater or comparing us with Jesus Christ as a person or God as a thing or whatever it is. You know, I just said what I said and it was wrong or was taken wrong.
In the last 6 or 7 minutes, I just threw down the gauntlet or rolled out the red carpet, whatever. Are the full implications sinking in? The daughter of God, she's coming. And not a moment too soon. And that's the Daughter of Godcast, Season 4, Episode 119, Red Carpet. Is there any news about the movie? Should I be talking about actors and After Effects, registered trademark, and miniatures and lights? Isn't that what movie making is really about? What about simplifying dogs' finances? How's that going? What's the project attorney working on? Are upgrades to the website dog.movie imminent? We'll be up to our armpits in nuts and bolts soon enough. For now, let's revel in the panorama. Feel the future. Delight in the why of this movie making. What if you were your own movie?